Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The story of Bowling Green caught my attention immediately. Obviously, as somebody who played college baseball, this is near and dear to my heart. And I saw this, and my heart broke for the program. If you missed the story in a nutshell, the program was basically, the plug was pulled based on coronavirus and the economic plight of so many athletic departments across the country. But this amazing revival took place, and now the Falcons have their program again. And it's absolutely amazing, and we tried to get their skipper couple of weeks back. They weren't doing any press. We have him now. Now he's their former skipper. He's more of the Yoda advisory role. Danny Schmitz, over 700 wins in the dugout, made the regionals back in 2013. From 1991 all the way in through this season, what was of it, was the main man for the Falcons. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Skip, how you doing today?
Doing well, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
This is our pleasure. You know, I tell you, I was doing some deep digging into your bio. You've had quite the baseball journey, my man. And we'll get to Bowling Green's direct situation in a moment, but I got to set this up. So Eastern Michigan, you were good enough to get drafted. You get drafted by my Yankees in 1977, year we win. First, we go back to back. We win the World Series. And as I'm looking at, you know, when you played, I even went to Baseball Cube. I looked at some of your numbers. It struck me, Skip, you absolutely had to have at some point played with my idol Don Mattingly. You had to have.
Hey, yes, we did. We played together in AAA Columbus.
Columbus.
And you know, Donnie got called up to the big leagues, and I stayed in Columbus. So.
You know, I don't know if you'll
who the better hitter was, huh?
Yeah, right. Oh, well, listen, you know, he learned how to drop that bat head and start pulling the ball a little bit. Came up as an outfielder. Didn't really know where to play him. Yankees had Balboni at first base. He was kind of blocked, as most good Yankee prospects were back then. What's amazing to me, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I've always said, and this is the baseball nerd me, with Mattingly, if his back doesn't go out based on those first couple of the years, the 145 ribbies, the batting title, foul line to foul line, you know, average, he's Stan Musial, Skip. He's a modern-day Stan Musial.
There's no doubt about it. Best pure hitter that I've ever played with, and just a great guy, great human being, and obviously, as you know, he's the skipper of the Marlins now, and one of my former players is actually my nephew, John Birdie. John Birdie, a utility player with them, and so it's kind of neat to catch up with Don when I get a chance to see them play.
That is awesome. All right, so let's get to Bowling Green. Danny Schmitz, former skipper, over 700 wins, a long time in the dugout from the early 90s till this past season. Were there rumblings this might happen? When you first found out, before the revival, which we'll get to, when you first found out the program was gone, who called you? What was the conversation like? How did you find out, Danny?
Well, I actually found out. I was actually preparing for a head coaches meeting because, obviously, with COVID-19, there's no face-to-face head coaches meeting, so everything's done on Zoom and everything. And had a meeting all set up for 1:30. It was Friday the 15th, I believe, of May. And I checked my phone to get ready for the meeting, and it looked like the meeting got bumped up to 1:15. I thought, no big deal. So I opened up the text just to get the information, and I noticed that my assistant coaches were invited. Well, assistant coaches aren't invited to the head coaches meeting. So sure enough, 1:15, the Zoom meeting began. We had our athletic director, Bob Roosberger, who actually played for me for 2 years, the first 2 years I was there. And our sports coordinator was there, along with my assistant coaches. And It was probably about a 3 to 5 minute conversation, and the program was being cut. And that's really the first time we ever heard that that might be a possibility. You know, obviously with the virus and everything going on, and, you know, it's tough times, especially for the mid-major schools, you know, just that Friday the 15th was not a good day at BGSU, because not only did our baseball program get cut, but we also had over 100 people across campus that lost their jobs or had to relocate on campus. So it was not a good day.
Yeah. Now, you know, Skip, tell us how hard it was for you to tell your players this. After you had the meeting, obviously, with the administration, you had to break the news to them. And just reading some of the stories around this, it's heartbreaking, but also a lot of them wanted to transfer. So, I mean, how hard was that part of it?
Well, and that's the thing. These kids have been through so much because actually the season basically ended mid-March, you know, mm-hmm. when all this took place and everything. You know, once you started hearing about basketball tournaments and, you know, March Madness getting canceled, our hockey tournament got canceled, the College World Series. So all these kids, they had to go through that heartbreak of the season ending that quickly, just like all sports. It didn't matter whether it's college, professional, everything got shut down right away. So you go through that, you get them home safely, which is good, okay? They're taking classes online, so they're trying to stay in contact with them the best we can, making sure that they're staying on track with their education and stuff, with their classes. And then now it's the last day of finals, and this is that Friday we're talking about. So, you know, the kids are relieved that they're done with finals, and now you have to do a Zoom call, a team meeting, and our athletic director was kind enough to hop on that meeting, and I asked him if he wanted to let the team know the news or wanted me to, and he said no, that he would do it. So he informed the team, and that's something I'll never forget, is just seeing the looks on all the kids' faces. You know, I mean, they've been through so much, and then they get this dropped on them, and that was really heartbreaking as a coach, because as a coach, that's our job, is to protect those kids, and we got through that. Now you're thinking into the, just like you said, the transfer portal and everything. These kids, now we got to find them new homes because we don't have a program anymore. So you go from, I guess, being shocked to being mad to refocusing and looking out for the kids and everything. And, you know, and there's no doubt about it, some of the kids left, but I think for the most part we have the nucleus back, so which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, T.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us how this came about, because, you know, you look at, I'm reading the story, Dana Dowers, who played right field in the class of 79, he started fundraising, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you've collected, you know, a couple few thousand, tens of thousands of dollars in just a couple of days, and before you know it, there's pledges for $1.5 million, and you know, what was the emotion? I mean, this thing, it's coming back. It's gone one day and literally back the next. It had to be, I mean, uplifting for you and for the program. Even though you're stepping down as the coach, it still had to be uplifting for the program.
Yeah, it started out as a roller coaster ride, a wild ride. But you're right, the alumni, once they found out the program was going to be cut, they stepped up, and they stepped up big time. Yeah, and you're right. You have Dana Dowers and John Mitchell are two of our more prominent alumni. We have a lot of alumni. Actually, Oral Hershiser.
That's right.
Is here at Bowling Green, and they are good friends with Oral, so Oral's back in the fold. And
nice.
These guys, they got together, and you know, the social networking and just getting our story out, and absolutely amazing that basically in a matter of 8, maybe 9 days, okay, that alumni group, along with, you know, parents, along with friends of the program, they pledged money to the point of $1.5 million, okay, wow. which we were looking for a miracle, and that's what we got. We got a miracle, and, you know, this is good for 3 years. That'll get us through 3 seasons.
Okay.
Obviously, we still have a lot more work to do, okay, because we want this to be a lifetime thing. We don't want baseball here at BGSU. It's the longest tenured sport here at BGSU, 105 years old.
Wow.
You know, so the history of the program is unbelievable, and we want this to be forever. And that's everybody. That's, you know, obviously the baseball people, but also the administration, you know. And I can't thank our athletic director and our president, President Rogers, you know, for listening, because a lot of times, as you guys know, when a program's gone, it does not come back in a matter of days.
No.
Okay, it's years if they come back at all. So we're very, very fortunate.
So that's Danny Schmitz, the former skipper, and he's now an advisory role. Three MAC tournament wins, three MAC Coach of the Year awards, 700 wins, played up in AAA. He's had this incredible, amazing baseball journey. Why the advisory? Were you going to retire no matter what, Skip, or was this just kind of accelerated? How did you end up with this position?
Yeah, well, be honest with you, if we would have played the full season, okay, I was going to tell my assistant coaches, Ryan Shea and Kyle Halleck, the first part of May, that this was going to be my last year, okay? And with the season getting cut short, you know, you try to get through all this, and then all of a sudden the program is cut, you know, and now you got to see that through the alumni are getting together, and they're trying to raise this money, so... once we knew the program was reinstated, I did meet face to face with our athletic director. We talked about a number of different things, and I've always been told that you'll know when it's time to step aside, and I guess that's the way it was. You know, I just knew, and I told the athletic director, Bob Moosberger. I said, you know, baseball's got a new life right now, so it's probably a good time to make a change, you know. And I'm fortunate enough that they listen to my my request and keep the assistant coaches there. They're ready to take the program over.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was a good time for me to step down, because these kids have been through enough. The last thing they need to do is go ahead and have a new coach come in and then have to go through all that. So the transition, we just wanted to be as smooth as possible.
Got it.
The assistant coaches recruited these young men, and you know, and I trust my assistant coaches.
I got you.
No doubt about that.
Danny, I just wanted to ask you this, maybe like a general state of the game kind of thing here. When you take the reins in 1991, I don't know for sure, but I could imagine you probably dropped a few more bunts back in the early 90s than you do now, or than you did now.
Yeah.
Right? I know that the actual
The
bat specifications are different. The diameter of the bat has changed. I know that for a fact collegiately. I'm sure that pitch counts are very different. When you look back in the early to mid-90s when you're coaching versus now, it's a different game, even though it's the same game. Which version of the game did you personally enjoy more?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great game all the way around. But, yeah, I guess I'm an old school guy, you know, so I guess probably the earlier years were the real baseball fundamental years, you know, and everything, where you really taught the fundamentals and, you know, try to, you know, manufacture runs, you know, play solid defense, pitchers aggressive, you know, don't be afraid to pitch inside and, you know, and everything. And now it's changed a little bit, you know, but it's still a great game. And, you know, that's the thing I'm going to miss the most are the kids. That's what we're in this business for, are the kids. And when you hear the guys, and that's the nice thing with all this happening, I've heard from alumni that I haven't heard from in years. And even if you listen to John Mitchell talk or Dana Dowers talk, who did not play for me, but everybody has the same theme, you know, because we preach family here. And basically they say where they're at in the game of life, because that's what we talk about. That's the most important game to teach, you know, not only the game of baseball, but more importantly, the game of life. But where they're at in the game of life, okay, they credit BGSU and being part of this baseball program. So as a coach, I feel very, very good about that, because that's exactly what we want. And, we have some young men that are doing extremely well, and, you know, we're excited for them, but we're excited for our program, because without them, this program would not be around. It would not be around. And they, like I said, we got a miracle, but we need to keep moving forward.
It's a great way to end it. And, you know, the game has treated you really well, because it's obvious that you've respected the game and you've reciprocated the love and the respect that baseball's shown you. You've paid it out times, however many times it seems like Danny Schmitz has done his job giving back to the game. So happy retirement, Skip. Those calluses from the fungos will eventually be replaced by calluses with the pitching wedge. Hit them straight. Enjoy the cigars, the scotch. You know, just enjoy hopefully another 30, 40 years watching baseball, man. Really happy to have you on the show. Well, I enjoyed this, Danny. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that a lot. Now it's time to start working on the grandchildren, huh? Getting them back, okay?
That's right. That's right, man. Nice. Thanks, Danny.
Good luck, Skip.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.